The U.S. Department of Agriculture will help the State and Conservancy Trust stop development of more than 1,800 acres of farmland this year. The coordinator for the Farm and Ranch Lands Protection Program in Wisconsin says the state is 20 years behind eastern states like Maryland. Carl Wacker says Maryland provides major funding to buy development rights from farmers. That way farmers aren't forced to sell their land because of development pressure.
We do seem to be headed down the same path, and I think as time goes by, we get more population and more pressure on our farmland. This has proven to be a good tool out east. Public can support and the landowner support. So we're kind of seeing this as seed money here in Wisconsin to get the process started, show that it works.
Wacker says there are a lot of reasons farmers like the program. He says many don't want to see their land developed. They want to keep farming and pass the land on to their children.
It becomes more and more difficult to do that. It becomes more and more difficult to stay afloat economically. This is a way to cash in part of the value of the land and get a significant payment.
For instance, a payment might amount to $2,000 an acre. The USDA program shares 50-50 with the government and trust programs the cost of buying development rights. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.